Action Time with Belton Johnson for the Saskatchewan Cattle Association.
The unmistakable sound of the sizzle of the grill is a good indicator that our friend Belton Johnson is back with us. And Belton, thank you so much for taking the call today.
Absolutely. How's it going there, Evan?
Going pretty good. It's Friday, heading into a busy weekend. Lots going on. We got the Rider game tonight. We're going to talk about that in a second. What do you got going on this weekend?
Oh, man, like you said, a Rider game. I know Craven is going on. I do like the people watch, so I'm trying to figure out how I could get out to Craven a little bit. And, just with my kids, new Superman movie out that I want to check out. So lots to do.
I was going to say, there is absolutely lots to do. So Riders and Stamps tonight. The Riders just coming off a bye week. You think that was good for the Riders? They had a little bit of healing up. They had a couple of kind of niggling injuries that I think were bothering, including Trevor Harris. So where do you think we're coming out of the bye week? In better shape?
I would hope so, right? And I do think so, because, just as a former player, when you do have that 1 week off and, the body does heal up and you feel a little bit better, going into the next week, which is for the Riders is this week, right? I think they're going to be the same. I'm hoping, right? I think they will be a bit fresher than the Stampeders for sure.
So it's interesting. I actually saw this text on the line. I didn't get it asked last time in time, so this is a couple of weeks back. But one of the texters was wanting to know from you if teams had a feel. So as a former player, were there certain teams, regardless of who was on that team, that you just didn't like playing? So I think what she was trying to ask is, how are the players feeling about, for example, the game tonight against Calgary? Do they like playing the Stamps? Are they motivated to play the Stamps? Do teams have feels like that for players?
Oh, I would say absolutely, and especially this one, Evan, is because Stampeders, they're what, 3-1?
Right.
Riders are 4-0, right? So this is a battle for first place in the West. And I think they're going to be up for it. I even heard was Coach Mace, saying that, this is one of those battles of the trenches he thinks that's going to happen. And if the way he sounded, he's excited. He got me excited.
Yeah.
So I'm ready to watch this one.
Yeah, it's going to be a great game for sure. I'm curious, though. This morning I had Britton Gray on. We were talking a bit about the Rider game because, the Riders, as we've talked about, undefeated this season and have been really good at putting points on the board. The Stampeders, who are in second place in the West, have actually given up the least amount of points so far this season. So how do you see this playing out? Do you think it's going to be a defensive battle that wins the game? What are your thoughts?
Well, I do feel like it could be a defensive battle because, the Riders, they hold their own weight on defense, especially stopping the run and everything. And guess what? The Stampeders, one of their strengths is running the ball, almost similar to the Riders here. So I do think it's going to be somewhat a defensive battle. And I do think it's going to come down to discipline and penalties because, a couple weeks ago there, I think it was against the Argos, right, where we saw a crazy number of penalties, right? This is the game you don't want to have all those penalties because it could come back and bite you in the rear end here. And that's why I'm hoping the bye week did the Riders some good in that sense, Evan.
Let's get your prognostication. We got green and white progs coming up just after 12 o'clock. What are you picking for a score tonight?
My score for the is 24-20, and I got the Riders getting the win here.
24-0. Okay, 24-20. I like it. Actually, Britton said 25-20, so he's pretty close.
Ooh,
I threw out 27-21 was mine, so all of us picking the Riders to win, which I like, is on the right side of things. Okay, I want to get to your recipe in a second, but I also promised one of our listeners that I would get his question on here. So Kirk in North Battleford says, I have a question for Belton. We're looking at buying a smoker, likely used. I've found one within our budget, but it's a vertical smoker, not a pellet grill. It seems that everyone's using the grill-style smokers over the vertical. Is there a reason for that? Would the vertical smoker be fine, or should I keep looking for a decent pellet grill? You have thoughts on that, Belton?
Well, I do think a vertical smoker is fine, right? It's, at the end of the day, it's about getting smoke into the meat. So, and I know right before we went on, Evan, I was telling you about my father-in-law. He actually made his own smoker where he had a, what was it, a stand-up freezer and emptied that out, gutted it out, and he made a homemade smoker, right? And, you know, when I think vertical, right, the stand-up freezer and the heat source was at the bottom, heated the wood chips up to create the smoke, and it rose up to the meat sitting at the top there. And I'm going to tell you, he smoked me some ribs, and they were darn good, man.
I like it out of a fridge or a freezer. Oh, yeah. That's awesome.
That stand-up freezer, yep.
All right. Well, there you go, Kirk. There's Belton's thought on that. Let's get into it. It's a reverse-seared, coffee-rubbed, smoke beefed tenderloin. This is quite the recipe today. Let's give her a go here, Belton.
That's a mouthful there, Evan. So let's get the smoker fired up to 250 degrees. And for the rub, what we're going to do is combine some dark coffee roast, the ground stuff, right? Okay. Brown sugar, garlic powder, onion powder, smoked paprika, salt, black pepper, chili powder, and cayenne. And I like cayenne just to give it a, you know, just a bit of a nudge there, right?
Yep.
Get that all mixed up, and we can put that to the side. The next thing we want to do is get the beef tenderloin out, get some olive oil, and we're going to rub that olive oil all over the tenderloin, and we're going to season every
nook and cranny, Belton.
That's right, of that tenderloin with the coffee rub that we had set to the side. Once we got that rubbed down and everything, what we're going to do is put it on the smoker there, and we're going to smoke it until it hits an internal temperature of about 130 degrees there, Evan.
Okay.
And once it hits that 130 degrees, we're going to remove it from the smoker. Are you still with me?
Right here, Bill.
All right. So we got the seasoned, cooked tenderloin up to 130 degrees. The next thing we want to do is crank that smoker up to 500 degrees. So when we crank the temperature up like that, Evan, we're not smoking anymore. We're actually grilling, okay?
Okay.
So we're going to grill that smoked tenderloin for about 3 to 5 minutes per side until it hits an internal temperature of about 140 degrees, which should get you to like that medium rare cooking and everything, right? So once it hits that 140, we want to remove it from the smoker there. And I do like to put on some seasoned butter or like a herb butter or something and just let it sit for a bit, right? The rest. And then we're going to slice it up. And guess what, Evan?
What, Belton?
It's eating time.
Yes, it's eating time. Can you taste the coffee?
You cannot taste the coffee at all. You know, I don't know. I just like coffee for some reason, you know, other than drinking
yep.
in the mornings and everything. But it's actually pairs very well with beef, right? And you're not using a ton of it. You're
yep.
using about a teaspoon about a tablespoon or so with this seasoning mix here.
I love it. So it's called reverse seared, coffee rubbed, smoked beef tenderloin. We're going to throw it up on social media. If you'd like to give that a shot this weekend, just another one of the foolproof recipes that Belton Johnson brings to us every week. Belton, this has been great. Go Riders tonight.
Hey, go Riders.